Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Reed, and this is the Midland Reporter Telegram Weekend Edition for Saturday, August 26th, 2023. High schools lead the way for MISD outcomes. MISD students struggle to show year-over-year improvement. Midland ISD students showed improvement in 30% of the categories related to state testing year-over-year, according to information released by the district. The district showed high school outcomes improved the most year-over-year, with improvements in 8 of 15 categories related to end-of-course testing. Those tests cover Algebra 1, English 1, English 2, Biology, and U.S. History. They are measured by those who approach, meet, and master grade levels. At the elementary and junior high levels, Midland ISD students didn't fare as well, improving on 11 of 48 categories at 22.9% clip. The best student outcomes year over year happened with 3rd through 8th grade math, as MISD students improved in 8 of 18 categories. They also are measured by those who approach, meet, and master's grade level. In reading language arts, improvement happened in 2 of 18 categories. In science and social students, Midland ISD reported 1 year-over-year improvement in 12 attempts. A baseline has been established. Midland ISD reported that with the new testing at the elementary and junior high levels, the so-called STAR 2.0 tests, the district has established a new baseline for the district. Quote, the STAR 2023 results will serve as the foundational benchmark for Midland ISD, enabling the district to set ambitious goals by aligning student outcomes and growth targets with the state averages, end quote. Associate Superintendent for Teaching and Learning Ashley Osborne said in a news release. Midland ISD also reported that at the, quote, meets grade level, end quote, performance category, 8 of 22 areas showed improvement or stayed the same from the prior year. At the, quote, meets grade level, end quote, performance category in math, 4 of the 6 grade levels showed improvement or no change. On the Spanish tests, 4 of 6 areas showed improvement or no change in the, quote, meets, end quote, categories. Quote, while we are pleased to see improvements in these areas, we know there is much work to be done to improve, end quote, Osborne said. Quote, with state averages to compare results to, our focus is set on elevating performance across the majority of areas to align with and eventually surpass these markers, end quote. Accountability criteria is yet to be determined. State accountability ratings will be released in mid-September, and the criteria for measuring these have yet to be determined, according to the district. Last year, the TEA gave Midland ISD a, quote, B, end quote, as a district and reported 13 combined A and B campuses, which was more than 3 times MISD's total in 2019. It was the best MISD report card in more than a decade. Quote, although we are still waiting for the accountability ratings and the metrics that determine these to be released, we anticipate a drop in school ratings, end quote, said Osborne. Quote, while this delay in information is not ideal, we are laser-focused on improving outcomes with the baseline information we have, end quote. Midland ISD 2022 versus 2023. Math. Third grade, 2022-2023. Approaches, 70-67. Meets, 43-38. Masters, 20-15. Fourth grade, 2022-2023, approaches 69-71, meets 41-49, masters 22-21. Fifth grade, 2022-2023, approaches 76-74, meets 47-43, masters 23-17. Sixth grade, 2022-2023, approaches 75-74, meets 40-39, masters 17-16. Seventh grade, 2022-2023, approaches 41-45, meets 11-18, masters 2-2. 8th grade, 2022-2023, approaches 62-65, meets 33-35, masters 11-13. Reading language arts, 3rd grade, 2022-2023, approaches 75-72, meets 48-41, masters 28-14. 4th grade, 2022-2023, approaches 76-75, meets 50-39, masters 24-13. 5th grade, 2022-2023, approaches 78-75, meets 52-48, masters 31-20. 6th grade, 2022-2023, approaches 70-73, meets 40-47, masters 21-17. 7th grade, 2022-2023, approaches 70-66, meets 45-39, masters 28-17. 8th grade, 2022-2023, approaches 74-69, meets 46-41, masters 28-18. Science, 5th grade, English speaking, 2022-2023, approaches 68-61, meets 40-31, masters 18-14. 5th grade, Spanish speaking, 2022-2023, approaches 40-32, meets 2-5, masters 0-0. 8th grade, English speaking, 2022-2023, approaches 67-66, meets 37-36, masters 17-11. Social studies, 2022-2023, approaches 49-45, meets 2019, masters 11-7. End of course exams, Algebra 1, 2022-2023, approaches 63-71, meets 36-35, masters 22-17. Biology, 2022-2023, approaches 63-86, meets 36-48, masters 22-13. English 1, 2022-2023, approaches 63-59, meets 36-41, masters 22-8. English 2, 2022-2023, approaches 63-63, meets 36-42, masters 22-5. U.S. History, 2022-2023, approaches 63-93, meets 36-64, masters 22-31.
Will this be the hottest summer ever in Midland? It has been a summer for the record books. The National Weather Service has shown if there is a temperature category in the history books, the summer of 2023 will have an entry. Hottest day, 2 in 2023 tied for 6th. Most 100-degree days in a year, 2023 is tied for 3rd. Most 105-degree days, a new record set in 2023. Most consecutive 105-degree days, a record tied in 2023. Most consecutive 100-degree days, 1st, 4th, and tied for 7th in 2023. Before all is said and done, the National Weather Service is also likely to record August as being the hottest month, no matter the month, in Midland's history. But will it be the hottest summer? The National Weather Service shows that probably will not be the case. As it stands, heading into Friday, 2011 is likely to keep that title, but not without a fight. Also, the statistics show this summer will be the latest in recent summers to make its mark on Midland's record book, according to the National Weather Service. First, the National Weather Service, for its record purposes, considers summer as June, July, and August. Second, it uses the average temperature, an average between the high and the low temperatures during a given month. That average was 84.4 degrees in June, 87.5 degrees in July, and 89.0 degrees in August, heading into Friday. That computes to a summer average of 86.9 degrees, which will stand in second place, behind only 87.6 degrees set in 2011. Midland's record books show 2011 and 2023 will be in a class of their own. there isn't another summer at or above 86.0 degrees. Midland's record books also show that the summers have been warmer in the last 25 years. The NWS reports that, including 2023, 9 of the 10 warmest summers have taken place since 1998, and 8 of the warmest 9 have happened since 2011. The dominance of recent years can be found across the record books. Of the warmest months in Midland's history, not only will 2 have happened this summer, but 8 of the warmest 9 months in Midland's history will have taken place since June 2011. Other notables include 6 of the warmest 7 days in terms of average temperature have happened since 2019. 8 of the 11 years with the most 100-degree days have happened since 2011. 7 of the 12 years with the most 105-degree days have happened since 2011. 7 of the 10 warmest years, including the 6 warmest years, have happened since 2011. Warmest summers to date: 2011, 87.6 degrees. 1964, 85.8 degrees. 2019, 85.3 degrees. 2020, 85.2 degrees. 1998, 84.7 degrees. 2019, 84.3 degrees. 2022, 84.2 degrees. 2012, 84.1 degrees. 2001, 84.1 degrees. 1953, 84.0 degrees. Note, 2023 was at 86.9 degrees heading into Friday. Permian leads rig count lower with 7 rig loss. Baker Hughes, U.S. rig count falls for a 7th consecutive week. The Permian Basin and Texas led the continued decline in drilling activity as the U.S. rig count fell for a 7th consecutive week. Oilfield Services firm Baker Hughes said Friday the U.S. rig count it has issued weekly since 1940 fell another 10 rigs to 632. That's down 133 rigs, or 17%, from the same time last August and the lowest level since February 2022. Reuters reports that the rig count has fallen for 4 consecutive months, dropping by 32 from July to August. The number of rigs drilling for crude oil fell 8 rigs to 512, 93 fewer than the 605 seeking crude last year, and the lowest level since February 2022. According to Reuters, the number of oil rigs fell by 17, extending the decline to 9 months, the longest streak since November 2019. The number of rigs drilling for natural gas dropped by 2 to 115, the lowest level since January 2022, and down 43 from 158 last year. Reuters reports gas rigs fell by 13 rigs from July to August after rising 4 rigs from June to July. Texas tied for the steepest decline among major producing states, falling 5 rigs to 307, 64 fewer than the 371 rigs active across the state a year ago. New Mexico also fell 5 rigs to 107. Louisiana, 3, joined the two states in seeing a decline, while Oklahoma, 1, and West Virginia, 1, were the only two producing states to see increases. The Permian Basin sank 7 rigs to 320. That's down 28 rigs from 348 a year ago. Lee County, New Mexico, remains the most active county in the Permian with 63 rigs, down 2 for the week. Eddy County, New Mexico, was second with 42 rigs, down 3. Martin County fell for a 3rd week, dropping 1 rig to 37. Midland County snapped its 2-week slide, adding 1 rig for 29 at work within county lines. Reeves County added 1 rig for 27, and Loving County added 2 rigs for 25. Ward County reported 17 rigs, down 1 for the week, while Glasscock County held at 12 rigs a 2nd week, and Reagan County reported 11 rigs for a 2nd week. Gaines County reported no activity for the week, losing its 1 rig. Enverus Foundations, part of the Energy Focus software as a service firm Enverus, said its U.S. rig count reached 704 during the week ended August 23rd, increasing by 3 rigs from the previous week's peak. The count is down 1%, or 8 rigs, from a month ago, and down 18% year after year. After a 3-rig gain last week, Enverus said the Permian dropped a rig to reach 309, while the Williston Basin was the other producing area to see a loss, down 1 to 35. The Appalachian and DJ Basins each added 1 rig to total 43 and 17, respectively. The Anadarko Basin and Gulf Coast were flat week over week at 47 and 74 rigs. Midland ISD outperforms Ector County ISD on state assessments. Midland ISD again had no problems outperforming Ector County ISD, Odessa, in state assessment results, according to statistics provided by both districts. However, ECISD put some points on the board this year. Following the 2021-22 school year, Midland ISD students outperformed ECISD 15-0 when looking at students approaching grade level or basic passage in categories having to do mostly with reading and math. According to preliminary results recently released, Midland ISD outperformed ECISD at the approaches grade level or basic passage. 4-2 in 3rd through 8th grade math, 5-1 in 3rd through 8th grade reading language arts, 4-1 in end-of-course exams at the high school level, ECISD reported its students showed improvement in 12 of the 15 categories. ECISD officials also agreed with Midland ISD officials that the comparison of scores from 2022 to 2023 is not an, quote, apples-to-apples, end quote, comparison. Coincidentally, Midland ISD Superintendent Stephanie Howard hired around 10 school leaders and administration members from Ector County ISD ahead of the 2023-24 school year. Howard herself had two stints at ECISD before returning to Midland. Midland ISD versus ECISD, 2022 versus 2023, math, approaches, MISD, ECISD, 3rd grade, 67-63, 4th grade, 71-63, 5th grade, 74-76, 6th grade, 74-71, 7th grade, 45-56, 8th grade, 65-64. Reading language arts, approaches, MISD, ECISD, 3rd grade, 72-65, 4th grade, 75-68, 5th grade, 75-73, 6th grade, 73-68, 7th grade, 66-65, 8th grade, 69-75, end-of-course exams, approaches, MISD, ECISD, Algebra 1, 71-70, Biology, 86-83, English 1, 59-60, English 2, 63-59, U.S. History, 93-89. Fast Facts, Midland County Fair Weekend Festivities. What? Petting Zoo, Carnival, Hope Fest, Chili Cook-Off, Hot Dog Eating Contest, Bull Riding, Mutton Bustin', Tejano Sunday, Pig Races, Goat and Lamb Show, Pet Parade, Food Truck Alley, Live Entertainment, Vendors, and so much more can be found at the Midland County Fair this weekend. When? 10 a.m. to midnight, Saturday, noon to 8 p.m. Sunday. Where? 2514 Arena Trail, Horseshoe. How? Wristbands to the carnival can be purchased at the door for $35. Entry fees will be charged at the door as well, $5 to $10. Bring cash. More info, www.midlandcofair.com. What's up with Midland? The destination, State Line Band, Saturday, Tejano Thirsty Thursday, September 7th, Friday Night Live, Deserted Busted Radio, September 8th, Karaoke Night, September 14th, Friday Night Live, Monty Branham, September 15th, Open Mic Night, September 21st, Friday Night Live, Von Tez, September 22nd, Tall City Blues Fest, September 23rd, Bring Your Own Blues Open Jam, September 28th, Friday Night Live, Last Child, September 29th, Earth, Body, and Soul, Walk-In Terra Reading every Tuesday, Walk-In Reiki Energy Clearing every Wednesday, Tea and Terra, September 1st, Aura Photography, September 2nd, Soul Doodling, September 8th, Usi Reiki Level 1 Certification Class, September 10th, Kitchen Witchery, September 29th, Horseshoe, Midland County Fair, Saturday and Sunday, Midland Community Theater, Rumors, September 8th through 30th, Museum of the Southwest, Downtown Midland Farmers Market, every Saturday. September Fest, September 29th through October 1st. Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink, Trivia, every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run, every Thursday. The Venue at Live Oak, The State Line Band / Chris DeAnda, August 31st. Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, Cat Timpf, Saturday. West Texas Symphony, September 9th. Joe Coy World Tour, September 14th through 15th. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, live in concert, September 20th. West Texas Winds Fall Recital, September 21st. Key of G Live, September 24th. The Book of Mormon, September 27th through 28th. Fly Into Fall takes place Saturday at Air Park. The free educational and interactive aviation experience helps show off the Executive Airport in North Midland. Fly Into Fall. What? Fly Into Fall is a free educational and interactive aviation experience for all ages. When? 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. Where? Midland Air Park, 901 Veterans Air Park Lane. More information along with a schedule can be found at www.midlandtexas.gov/1034/flyintofall. Schedule of events. 9 a.m. Fly Into Fall gates open. 9:30 a.m. Grand Marshal's arrival. Member-elect, State Board of Education Aaron Kinsey. 10 a.m. Commemorative Air Force, CAF, fly-in. 10:15 a.m. Flying Tees, free T-shirts, first round. 10:30 a.m. Grand Marshal Aaron Kinsey, speaker / Q&A on being an Air Force pilot. 11:30 a.m. Former NASA astronaut Gregory H. Johnson, speaking / Q&A on being an astronaut. 12:15 p.m. Flying Tees, free T-shirts, second round. 12:30 p.m. Leah Robertson, speaker / Q&A on being an Army helicopter mechanic. 1 p.m. Brianna Ortiz, speaker / Q&A on being a future aerospace engineer. 1:30 p.m. CAF flyout. Static displays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Aircraft and helicopters from local pilots. Hands-on aircraft displays, DPS plane / helicopter, CAF aircraft, airport fire trucks, classic cars, modified velocity SE airframe used for rocket racing. Interactive displays, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Discovery flights from Flores Flight School, sign up available every hour at event. Talk to the tower and air traffic control simulation, flight simulators, pre-flight simulation, complete with pre-flight inspection and mock cockpit experience, Basin PBS, higher orbits, drone obstacle course, Scout Aviation Helicopter Flight School. Educational booths and information, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Midland International Airport, Basin Aviation, Flores Flight Services, Commemorative Air Force, Honor Flight, Midland Development Corp, Commercial Pilots and Aerospace, Civil Air Patrol, Municipal Court. Run the Runway, sponsored by Midland Athletic Company. Take off at 8 a.m. for the 1 mile run / walk or 5K. You can register at https://runsignup.com/race/tx/midland/run for the runways or get more information at midlandathleticcompany.com. High temperature in the 80s coming. The National Weather Service is calling for a high temperature in the 80s for the first time since June 6th. The NWS, in its 7-day forecast, is calling for a high of 89 degrees on Tuesday. That will follow an unexpected rainy day on Monday. The NWS is calling for a 50 to 60% chance of showers to start the week. The lower high temperature appears to be an aberration, as the high temperatures this weekend and later next week are expected to rise into the upper 90s. Friday's report. Friday's high, 98 degrees. Typical high for August 25th, 93 degrees. Friday's low, 68 degrees. Typical low for August 25th, 70 degrees. Record high for August 25th, 108 degrees, set in 2019. Last 3 days. Wednesday, 91 degrees. Thursday, 95 degrees. Friday, 98 degrees. Next 3 days, Saturday, 98 degrees. Sunday, 98 degrees. Monday, 90 degrees. Rainfall chances, Saturday, 20%. Sunday, 40%. Monday, 60%. Life tributes. Angela Michelle Wiesman. Angela Michelle Wiesman, 28, of Midland, passed away on August 22, 2023. A rosary will be held at 7 o'clock p.m. Sunday, August 27, 2023, at Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home Chapel. Funeral services will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. Monday, August 28, 2023, at St. Stephen's Catholic Church. Burial will follow at Serenity Memorial Gardens. Angela was born on April 24, 1995, in Midland, Texas, to Daryl and Sue Wiesman. Cherishing her memory are her father and stepmother, Daryl and Annabelle Wiesman of Midland, Texas, her brother, Chad, and his wife, Bailey Wiesman of Midland, Texas, her stepbrother, Jesus and Nora Holguin of Andrews, Texas, as well as her nieces, Mackenzie and Emma Bell Gracie, and nephew, Carter. Angela is preceded in death by her mother, Sue Wiesman, maternal grandparents, Ava and John McCleskey, paternal grandparents, Luis and Dorothy Wiesman, as well as aunts, uncles, and cousins. In lieu of flowers, donations are encouraged to St. Stephen's Catholic Church at 4601 Neely Avenue, Midland, Texas, 79707. Pallbearers will be Preston Campbell, Joshua Stumpner, Salvador Ramirez, Austin Vogel, Ryan Clear, and Warren Ivy. Arrangements are under the direction of Nally Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. James Jim Henry Essman. James Jim Henry Essman, age 90, formerly of Midland, Texas, passed away and into heaven on Saturday, August 5th, 2023. He was born February 23rd, 1933, to Walter and Louise Essman of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Jim was preceded in death by his parents, Walter and Louise Essman, his grandson, Mitchell Brandt, and his brother-in-law, Don Harold. He is survived by his wife, Sandy Pearson of Austin, by his daughters, Linda Louise Brandt and her husband, Tom of Midland, Lisa Essman Hardaway of New Braunfels, Angela Essman Spencer, and her husband, Greg of Midland, and by his son, James W. Essman and his wife, Harriet of Midland. He is also survived by seven grandchildren, Kristen Kelly and her husband Andrew of Midland, Natalie Gwynn and her husband Tyler of Austin, Michael Spencer and his wife Hannah of Austin, Emily Z. Chang and her husband Derek of College Station, James P. Essman of Midland, Macy Essman of Midland, and Smith H. Essman of Midland, and by 10 great-grandchildren. In addition, he is survived by his sister Mary Louise Harold of Tulsa and nephews David Harold, Daniel Harold, and Matthew Harold and his wife Jennifer. Serving as pallbearers will be Michael Spencer, James P. Essman, Smith H. Essman, Tom Brandt, and Greg Spencer. Honorary pallbearers are Budge McDonald, Gary Leisher, Ray Stewart, Clay Johnson, Nate Sykes, Craig Duke, Steve Kerr, Henry Shaw, Andrew Jackson, and Bob Wiggins. Services will be held on August 28, 2023 at 4 o'clock p.m. at Holy Trinity Episcopal Church, with a reception following at the Petroleum Club of Midland. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests donations in Jim's memory to the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center or to a charity of your choice. Julia H. Gonzalez. Julia H. Gonzalez, a beloved mother and pillar of her community, passed away peacefully on August 20th, 2023, at the age of 84, following a courageous battle with Alzheimer's disease. She was born on January 7, 1939, in Midland, Texas, to her loving parents, Andres and Manuel Hernandez. Julia was preceded in death by her husband of 45 years, Margarito R. Gonzalez, and is survived by her six children, Regina Marquez, Sylvia Savalos, Zuala Salazar, Daniel, Michael Gonzalez, Consuelo, Rudy Gonzalez, and Cecilia Long, Carl. She leaves behind a legacy of love in her 13 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren, all who had the privilege of knowing their, quote, Tita, end quote. Julia will be greatly missed, and those wishing to pay their respects are invited to attend the memorial service at Our Lady of Guadalupe on Monday, August 28, 2023, at 12 o'clock p.m. The service will be followed at Ellis Rest Haven Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, the family kindly requests that donations be made to the Alzheimer's Association at www.alz.org in Julia's name. Funeral Mass is under the direction of Llewellyn Garcia Pipkin Funeral Home and Chapel. Family messages and condolences may be emailed to pipkin@nts-online.net, or you can visit our website at llewellyngarciapipkinfh.com. Zella Jo Birdwell. Zella Jo Josie Birdwell, 86, of Fabens, Texas, passed away in the comfort of her home on August 17, 2023, surrounded by her loving son, Brian, and family. Josie was born in Hebronville, Jim Hogg County, Texas, on January 28, 1937, to Charles Wilton Bird and Helen Josephine O'Donnell Bird. She is preceded in death by her parents, Charles and Helen Bird, husband Joe Birdwell Jr., and son Brett Birdwell. Josie is survived by Brian, her devoted son. In lieu of flowers, donations in Josie's honor may be made to COM Aquatics, 3003 North A Street, Midland, Texas, 79705. G.W. Brock. In loving memory of G.W. Brock. G.W. Brock lived a wonderful life in every sense of the word. He was born August 11, 1926, in Shreveport, Louisiana, and passed away peacefully at home in Midland, Texas, on August 16, 2023. A private celebration of life and interment at Rest Haven Memorial Park Cemetery was held August 25, 2023, with Dr. Steve Shore, Senior Pastor, First Presbyterian Church of Midland. For anyone wishing to make a memorial gift, please support a favorite charity. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Robert R. Bob Timms III. Robert R. Bob Timms III passed peacefully surrounded by loving family and friends August 16, 2023. He was born in Greenville, Mississippi on September 26, 1954. Bob was preceded in death by his beloved mother, Patricia Timms. He is survived by his wife, Cher Timms, son, Tony Schalk, and his wife, Carol, of Littleton, Colorado. Grandchildren, Lexis Pierce and her husband Jonathan of Long Beach, California, Samina, Justin, and Prax Schalk of Littleton, Colorado, and David and Vaden of Las Vegas, Nevada, great-grandson Kian Vaden of Las Vegas, Nevada, father Robert R. Timms, Jr., brother Joe Timms and his wife Stacy, sister Jacques Kane and her husband Gary, sister Linda James and her husband John, all of Midland, Texas. Many nieces, nephews, and dear friends. Donations may be given in honor of Bob to the American Diabetes Association. K. Jean Connery. K. Jean Connery, 66, of Midland, passed away August 24, 2023. Memorial service is pending with Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Midland ISD struggles to keep up with state outcomes. Midland ISD showed its students outperformed the state in four elementary and junior high categories, according to numbers recently released by the district. Those happened at the fourth and sixth grade levels and were the lone categories out of a total of 63 that Midland ISD held an advantage over the state average. Midland ISD noted that it performed at or above the state in six areas, including two ties. It, quote, outpaced the state increases in biology and U.S. history, end quote, at the meets or passage level and, quote, outpaced the state increases in three of five, algebra one, biology, and U.S. history, end quote, at the approaches level. Quote, while MISD is celebrating these positive gains, there is still work to be done to close the gaps between district performance and that of the state, end quote, Midland ISD reported. Midland ISD versus state, math, third grade, MISD, state. Approaches 67, 72, meets 38, 44, masters 15, 19. Fourth grade, MISD, state, approaches 71-70, meets 49-47, masters 21-22, fifth grade MISD state approaches 74-79, meets 43-50, masters 17-21, sixth grade MISD state approaches 74-74, meets 39-38, masters 16-15. Seventh grade MISD state approaches 45-61, meets 18-35, masters 2-10, eighth grade MISD state approaches 65-74, meets 35-44, masters 13-16. Reading Language Arts, 3rd grade, MISD, state. Approaches 72-77, meets 41-51, masters 14-20, 4th grade, MISD, state. Approaches 75-78, meets 39-47, masters 13-21, 5th grade, MISD, state. Approaches 75-81, meets 48-56, masters 20-28. Sixth grade MISD state approaches 73-75, meets 47-51, masters 17-22. Seventh grade MISD state approaches 66-77, meets 39-52, masters 17-22. Eighth grade MISD state approaches 69-72, meets 41-56, masters 18-27. Science, 5th grade, English speaking, MISD, state. Approaches 61-64, meets 31-34, masters 14-15. 5th grade, Spanish speaking, MISD, state. Approaches 32-33, meets 5-9, masters 0-2. 8th grade, English speaking, MISD, state. Approaches 66-72, meets 36-45, masters 11-16. Social studies, MISD, state. Approaches 45-69, meets 19-31, masters 7-15. End of course exams, Algebra 1, MISD, state. Approaches 71-78, meets 35-45, masters 17-24. Biology, MISD, state. Approaches 86-89, meets 48-57, masters 13-22. English 1, MISD, state. Approaches 59-71, meets 41-54, masters 8-14. English 2, MISD, state. Approaches 63-74, meets 42-56, masters 5-9. U.S. History, MISD, state. Approaches 93-95, meets 64-71, masters 31-39. Community Roundup for August 26th. Midland ISD District 7 Representative. The deadline for candidates to file for the special election to elect a trustee to fill the remainder of the term for District 7 has been extended to September 6th. The initial deadline of August 21st was based on guidelines for a general election, according to Midland ISD. Since this will be a special election, September 6th is the filing deadline. In order to accurately reflect the revised deadline, the district has reissued the official order. Interested candidates are invited to note the new timeline and adjust filing plans accordingly. For more information, visit midlandisd.net/board and click on Special Election, November 2023, or email cynthia.mcnabb@midlandisd.net. The election will take place on November 7th along with the school bond. Laura Bush, Ladies for Literacy. The Literacy Coalition of the Permian Basin announced the launch of the Laura Bush Ladies for Literacy, an initiative aimed at fostering a love for reading and advancing literacy in the community. Quote, I'm proud West Texas women have united to improve the literacy levels and skills of all people in our home, the Permian Basin, and I'm especially grateful that you named it for me," end quote, said former First Lady Laura Bush. Membership is now open. The LBLL is delighted to offer a unique opportunity for local educators. The first 50 applicants will have their first year's membership dues paid for by the generous support of the Abel Hanger Foundation. Visit literacypb.org/LBLL for more information. National Night Out in Midland. The Midland Police Department will celebrate National Night Out on October 3rd. The event will take place in different neighborhoods around the city from 5 to 9 p.m. National Night Out is an annual community-built campaign that promotes police community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie to make neighborhoods safer. Members of the community interested in being part of this national event have until September 26th to register a neighborhood. Those interested can find the registration form on the City of Midland website at midlandtexas.gov/318/National Night Out. For more information about registration, contact Jessica Rodriguez at 432-685-7582 or by email jrodriguez@midlandtexas.gov. Pothole problems? Spot any potholes, graffiti, or other issues around town? Help keep Midland safe and beautiful by reporting these issues to City of Midland staff through the city website. Visit midlandtexas.gov and click Report an Issue to view a list of issues you can report quickly and easily online. Dog park closed. Hogan Dog Park will be closed until 2 p.m. Saturday because of a cross-country meet. The City of Midland encourages users to visit Beale Wagon Trail Dog Park during the time of closure. Community calendar. Fly into Fall at Air Park Saturday, Midland County Fair through Sunday, State of Education featuring Stephanie Howard September 6th, The Phyllis and Bob Cohen Performing Arts Series presents Animaniacs in concert September 9th, Schaap Center. Air Show September 9th through 10th, Sadan's Family Fair and Carnival September 28th through October 1st, National Night Out October 3rd, Make a Difference Day Annual Fall Community Cleanup October 7th, 2023 WTX Women Professional Women's Symposium October 11th through 12th, Pink in the Park, October 14th, Centennial Park. Reporter Telegram School Bond Forum, October 18th at Midland College. Love Comes First, An Evening with Jenna and Barbara Bush, November 7th, Petroleum Club. Regular events. Rescue Runners, 8 through 10 a.m., 1st and 3rd Saturdays, Midland Animal Shelter. Gentle Healing Yoga for Cancer-Impacted People, noon and 5:30 p.m. Monday, Yoga Sanctuary, 4202 Dawn Circle, 79707. Upcoming meetings, County Commissioners, 9 a.m. Monday, Commissioners Courtroom, Midland County Courthouse, 500 North Lorraine Street. City Council, Budget and Tax Rate Hearing, 10 a.m. Tuesday, Council Chamber, City Hall, 300 North Lorraine Street. Hospital District, 11:45 a.m., Thursday, Administration Boardroom, Midland Memorial Hospital. Important election dates. October 10th, last day to register to vote. October 18th, Reporter Telegram School Bond Forum at Midland College. October 23rd, first day of 2 weeks of early voting. October 27th, last day to apply for a ballot by mail. November 3rd, last day of early voting. November 7th, election day and last day to receive ballot by mail. Prices fall a second week amid rising supplies. Enthusiasm for oil and natural gas prices continued to ebb as signs of rising crude supplies and weakening global economies sent prices lower for a second week. West Texas Intermediate fell 3 of 5 trading days on the New York Mercantile Exchange as prices fell below $80 a barrel. The week's trading opened with a 53-cent decline, followed by a 37-cent drop. The near-month contract switched from September to October Wednesday with a 75-cent fall. Prices then gained their footing, inching up 16 cents Thursday and another 78 cents Friday, to end the week at $79.83, down from $81.25 last Friday, and down 1.7% for the week. The posted price closed the week at $76.31, according to Plains All American. Natural gas prices on the NYMEX rose 3 of 5 trading days, beginning with an 8.1 cent rise Monday, that was then reversed by a 7.2 cent drop Tuesday and 6.3 cents more Wednesday. Henry Hub futures then added 2.2 cents Thursday and 2.1 cents Friday to close the week at $2.540 per MCF, down from $2.551 last Friday. Despite the slump in commodity prices, Herb Vogel, President and Chief Executive Officer of SM Energy, told analysts during the company's recent second quarter earnings call that the commodity environment has been good enough to allow the company to pick up a fourth rig for acreage it has just acquired in the Midland Basin. Quote, we do see a mid-single-digit growth in production, end quote, Vogel told analysts, adding that the addition of the fourth rig will prompt the company to allocate more to its Permian holdings than in 2023 and 2022. ExxonMobil acknowledged prices were generally lower and down from the eight-year highs seen in 2022. Darren Woods, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, said during a second quarter earnings call with analysts. The company's spokesperson, Michelle Gray, told the Reporter-Telegram by email, quote, in the second quarter of 2023, the Permian set another production record and remains on track for 10% production growth this year, end quote. Woods went further, telling analysts, quote, we expect to deliver 2023 average Permian production of about 600,000 oil equivalent barrels per day, even as we continue to rebuild our DUC inventory. By 2027, we expect Permian production to reach about 1 million oil equivalent barrels per day, end quote. The U.S. Energy Information Administration observed that natural gas spot prices at Texas hubs traded closer to the U.S. benchmark Henry Hub than in the second half of 2022 during the first half of the year as both Freeport LNG and the El Paso Natural Gas Company's Line 2000 returned to service and because natural gas production increased at a slower pace than in 2022. The Houston Ship Channel price averaged 27 cents below Henry Hub, while the Waha price averaged 85 cents below Henry Hub. That compares to Houston averaging $1.27 below Henry Hub in November and Waha $3.02 below Henry Hub in December. Midland Martin contribute nearly 30% of state's oil production. Midland and Martin counties again led the state in oil production in May, according to the preliminary report from the Railroad Commission of Texas. The two counties combined for 29.7% of the 113.851 million barrels produced, according to the RRC's preliminary reported total in May. Midland again led the way with more than 18 million barrels produced, or 15.88% of the oil produced across the state. Nine counties in the Permian Basin were among the 10 highest producing counties and made up 62.6% of the oil produced statewide. The Railroad Commission preliminary reported 109.09 million barrels in May 2022. The updated total that month was 129.073 million barrels. Reeves County again was first with 80.989 billion cubic feet of natural gas produced in May. Webb County was a close second with 80.059 billion, and Midland County was third with 67.068 billion. The RRC reported seven Permian Basin counties in the top 10 statewide. Statewide, the RRC showed preliminary production of 917.272 billion cubic feet of natural gas produced in April. In May 2022, the preliminary production of gas was 847.979 billion cubic feet. The updated total was 993.667 billion cubic feet. May 2023, Texas' top 10 crude oil producing counties ranked by preliminary production. County barrels: Midland, 18,086,113. Martin, 15,746,865. Upton, 7,521,680. Howard, 7,197,302. Loving, 6,428,016. Carnes, 6,019,558. Reeves, 4,523,249. Glasscock, 4,450,625. Reagan, 3,804,585. Andrews, 3,622,140. May 2023, Texas top 10 total gas, gas well, gas, and casing head producing counties ranked by preliminary production. County total gas, MCF. Reeves, 80,989,354. Webb, 80,059,118. Midland, 67,068,346. Panola, 51,328,022. Loving, 44,083,662. Martin, 42,180,921. Culberson, 38,108,862. Upton, 32,754,908. Harrison, 32,576,942. Reagan, 25,341,340. May 2023, Texas top 10 total condensate producing counties ranked by preliminary production. County condensate, BBLS. Reeves, 5,723,069. Loving, 4,398,590. Culberson, 3,215,679. DeWitt, 1,349,437. Carnes, 1,214,102. Webb, 1,080,025. Dimmitt, 792,017. Live Oak, 587,540. LaSalle, 360,333. Ward, 283,790. Midland again leads all completion permit categories in Texas. The Midland District of the Railroad Commission of Texas accounted for nearly 57% of permits filed during the month of July, according to permit and completion statistics. The RRC reported the Midland District led the state in permits to drill oil and gas wells, new oil completions, and new gas completions. The Midland District was 322 permits ahead of the San Angelo District and accounted for 56.97% of the 681 permits requested. The Midland District distanced itself from the San Antonio Area District 276 to 115 for the top spot for new oil completions. The Midland District accounted for 46% of the 600 new oil completions in Texas during the month of July. Lastly, there were 66 new gas completions inside the Midland District. That total was more than double the total from second place East Texas, 32, and was 34.48% of the 186 new gas completions across the state. Statewide, the breakdown of well types for original drilling permits in July 2023 is 145 oil, 65 gas, 521 oil or gas, 35 injection, and 6 other permits, according to the RRC. In July 2023, Commission staff processed 740 oil, 208 gas, and 499 injection completions for new drills, reentries, and recompletions. Opinion. Oil and gas continue to fuel learning across Texas. As summer draws to a close and fall approaches, college students are headed back to campus and parents across Texas are hard at work getting children ready to return to school. Each fall, I am reminded of the incredible role that the oil and natural gas industry plays in educating the future of Texas. To underscore this point, in 2022, 99% of Texas oil and natural gas royalties paid went into either the Permanent School Fund, PSF, or Permanent University Fund, PUF, both of which directly support public education in the Lone Star State, and a whopping total of $2.1 billion was contributed to these funds. From 2007 to 2022, the cumulative contribution from industry was an impressive $203 billion. This substantial figure underscores industry's continued commitment to fueling Texas progress and well-being. In addition, Texas independent school districts were direct recipients of $1.6 billion from property taxes levied on mineral properties engaged in the extraction of oil and natural gas, pipelines, and gas utilities. Through this support, the PSF has ballooned to a whopping $55.6 billion, the largest educational endowment in the nation, while the PUF currently stands at a staggering $39.6 billion. These funds allow for the purchase of textbooks, the hiring of new teachers and staff, new infrastructure, transportation, and so much more. This incredible industry is undoubtedly doing its part to support education in the Lone Star State, and as well as continuing to be the trusted partner that Texans can rely on.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.